Hello and welcome back to our weekly podcast. This week's case is probably the most bizarre and interesting case we have done so far. We will be discussing the Zodiac Killer. Now, some of y'all have probably heard about this killer, but others might be wondering, who is the Zodiac Killer and why is that his name? Let's get Leanna to tell us some information about the interesting name Zodiac.
Well, the Zodiac Killer is definitely an interesting person, as he is the name of an American serial killer who was in Northern California from at least the late 1960s to the early 1970s. The unidentified killer gave his name as Zodiac in a series of letters and cards sent to the San Francisco Bay Area Press. These letters included four cryptograms. The Zodiac murdered five known victims in Benica, Vallejo, Napa County, and San Francisco between December 1968 and October 1969. He liked targeting young couples. The Zodiac himself once claimed to have murdered 37 victims.
Wow, 37 victims? That's insane. I wonder why he targeted young people. It sounds like to me he might have had been jealous of relationships. The first confirmed incident took place on the night of December 20th, 1968, when 17-year-old David Faraday and a 16-year-old girlfriend, Betty Jameson, were shot near their car on Lake Herman Road in Vallejo, California. The second scenario occurred on the morning of July 5th, 1969, when Darlene Farron, age 22, and her boyfriend, Mike Magoo, age 19, were sitting in a parked car in a similar Vallejo location. When they were approached by a man with a flashlight, the figure fired multiple shots at them, killing Farron and seriously wounding Magoo. Within an hour of the incident, a male called the Vallejo Police Department, giving them the location of the crime scene and claiming responsibility for both the attack and the 1968 murders of Faraday and Jensen.
Yeah, it makes me curious if the killer had a motive against young couples. I can't believe that he called and turned himself in. I wonder why he did that. Some people do that so they don't look like the suspect. And back then, it was probably easier to do that because they didn't have phones and technology like we do today. To add on to more details about the Zodiac Killer, on the evening of September 27th, 1969, he approached young couples Cecilia Shepherd and Brian Hartnell as they relaxed on an isolated part of the shore of Lake Berryessa in Napa County. Wearing a hood and shirt bearing a circle cross symbol, he tied them up before brutally stabbing them and scrawled a message for police on their car door and left the scene. He then called Napa Police Department to claim responsibility. Shepherd and Hartnell were both in critical condition but alive when the emergency services arrived, but Shepherd died of her wound shortly thereafter. 2 weeks after, on October 11th, 1969, the Zodiac claimed another life, shooting 29-year-old taxi driver Paul Stein in San Francisco's Presidio Heights neighborhood. This murder was originally convinced to be a robbery until the San Francisco Chronicle received a letter claiming the crime. He taunted police and made threats through letters sent to area newspapers from 1969 to 1974 before ending communication. No one was ever arrested for the crimes, and the case remains open.
You know what I mean when I say this case is the strangest one we have done yet? I can't believe that he randomly killed people and managed to get away with it. Very strange. Now let's get into some of the evidence and more about the letters sent. All of these letters are question documents because they are part of the investigation. The letters were a prominent part of the investigation because the killer sent out these letters and about the letters are a question document analysis would be an important key factor in this case because they examine every detail of the letters, such as writing, letters, and symbols. On August 1st, 1969, the San Francisco Examiner, San Francisco Chronicle, and Vallejo Herald each received an identical handwritten letter in an envelope without return address. Beginning, dear editor, I have made a report of the teenagers last Christmas at Lake Herman. The letters contain details from the Zodiac Killer's murders that only the killer could have known. The killer went on to threaten further attacks if the letters were on the front page of the paper. The document analysis would closely look at the handwriting and closely look at the specific details given.
Definitely, that is their job. They would definitely play a key role in this case. Furthermore, each letter closed with a symbol consisting of a circle with a cross through it and what would become to be known as the Zodiac Killer symbol. The letters also had a three-part cipher that he claimed contained his identity. The analysis would closely look at all symbols and try to determine the meaning. When Bay Area police departments and the FBI worked to track down the killer, another letter soon arrived at the San Francisco Examiner. It said, "Dear Editor, this is the Zodiac speaking." It also described the murders in detail and taunted police for not having been able to crack his code or catch him. 7 days later, a high school teacher and his wife were able to solve the cipher. It said, "I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all." 3 days after the fourth known Zodiac killing, the 1969 murder of taxi driver Paul Stein, the San Francisco Chronicle received a letter claiming the crime. Written in the same erratic print as the Zodiac's previous letter, it gave the details of Stein's murder and was accompanied by a bloody scrap of Stein's shirt. At the end of the letter, the killer said that he would next shoot out the tire of a school bus and pick up the kitties as they came bouncing out. The Zodiac killer continued his taunting correspondence with Bay Area papers, in which he included more shivers, claimed to have committed several more murders and mocked the police for their inability to catch him. In 1974, the letters stopped, although the investigation has not.
It's pretty evident that the Zodiac killer was insane. It seems like he enjoyed killing people for whatever reason. He also seemed to enjoy playing games with law enforcement and made fun of them for not being able to catch him. I think maybe he had something against young couples, but I think also believe murdering people was funny. Who knows? The only outcome that took place was in 2020. Amateur code breakers solved the Zodiac killer cipher. The decoded message read, "I hope you were having lots of fun and trying to catch me. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I'm not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner. Because I now have enough slaves to work for me, where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise. So they are afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death because I know that my new life is life will be an easy one in paradise death." There have been TV shows about the Zodiac Killer, and apparently he has seen them and made that statement. It still seems he thinks it is a funny joke.
I agree with you 100%. The Zodiac Killer is insane and seems to like what he is doing. We can only hope that one day this case will be solved. With that being said, we say goodbye for now. I hope you enjoy listening to the most interesting podcast yet about the Zodiac Killer. Tune in next week. Bye.